This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's where we find Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, one of our favorite football analysts in America. We have Cam Hayward now holding in. This was happening for weeks in Latrobe. No local reporter knew about it. They just thought he was old and getting time off. And Cam didn't raise a stink about it. Adam Schefter reported this about 2.5 hours ago. And we've been talking about it all show, Steve. Let's start with this from your perspective. How good is Cam Hayward at this point in his career?
Still very good. I mean, last year in particular was very good. I don't think he's slowed down at all. Interior disruptor, very good against the run, can still rush the passer. I mean, usually at this point in your career, you are taking a step back. Obviously, he missed some time in 2023. And when we're looking at players' careers and they get older, you think, okay, well, maybe that's the tipping point. 2023, he's getting older. He misses some time. Well, he bounced back last year and was still incredible. So, I think on-field play has not really taken a hit. There's always risk at this point in the career as far as injuries go, and that, you know, you could, you know, face a drop-off, but he's still playing a lot of snaps, too, close to 1,000 snaps, two out of the last three seasons, over 1,000, 19 through 21. So he's been durable and very good when he's out there.
After this year, Steve, there's no guaranteed money left on the deal. He's under contract through the 2026 season. There's a roster bonus 5 days into the league year, and then he makes league minimum in the season. So now that you know that, you probably already did, but I just wanted our listeners to get updated on that. If Cam Hayward went to you and you were Omar Khan and said, I want that ripped up. I'm the 18th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. I'm easily a top five defensive tackle. I want paid over the next couple of years like a top five defensive tackle. What would your response be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one because he still is 36, right? I mean, you are getting a little bit older. But I think if you're saying for this year and next year, I think that's – if he's willing to get paid pretty well for this year and next year, I think you can handle that. And, look, the Steelers are still pretty much in first contract QB territory as far as they don't have a ton of money locked up in the quarterback position. I don't think they will in the foreseeable future unless they do want some flexibility to try to trade for somebody or do something – beyond the draft. So I'm not saying you can just throw money at everybody and everything, but it's almost, you know, they can afford to say overspend for a couple of years right now as they're resorting the QB situation, which will likely be cheaper.
Steve, what is your reaction to a lot of our fans, believe it or not, who are Steelers fans, who say things like Hayward signed this contract last year. He should honor the contract. He put his name on it. How dare he a year later say, my bad, I signed a bad deal, I want more money? What would you say to that as a guy that covers the NFL?
I kind of get both sides of it. I think I get from the player side and the team side. And look, the cap jumped up quite a bit. I forget exactly when he signed, but the cap jumped up quite a bit and continues to.
He signed last summer.
So I think, Okay. I mean, there's, so he had an idea of where it was going. So look, I mean, there's definitely elements of this is what you did. You signed it. But players are speaking up more and more. Look, I think the Steelers are also anticipating not having him in the future years, you know, drafting Derek Harmon. They've already got, you know, pretty good defensive front with or without Cameron Hayward. So I think they're trying to find that balance. And I think from a team perspective, you'd love to have him this year and next year and then have some flexibility after the fact there.
Steve, I don't know where you come down on this one, but Schefter about a half hour later reported that Chris Boswell is doing the same thing. Similar situation, 2 years left on his deal. He feels like he's underpaid. He made the most field goals in the league last year. He won two games in which the Steelers didn't score a touchdown offensively with kicks. He is the 11th highest paid kicker. Where do you come down on giving a kicker more money based on all that information out there?
I just hate discussing kickers generally. I think when you have an established NFL kicker, and there's usually not many of them, right? And there's very few kickers who are clearly in the top five or top seven or top eight year after year, because even some of those guys, you know, it tends to fluctuate, or especially, you know, young guys trying to predict what they're going to do is challenging. So I'm almost of the mind, like, you hold your nose and just pay the kicker as well. Just get it done. And yeah, because no one wants to step into this uncertainty of the kicking world. The Ravens have to do it this year. They, you know, Justin Tucker had all of his off-field issues, and he was bad last year. And, you know, that their season could be on the line based off a few kicks here and there. So I think if you have someone that is that consistent and playing well or kicking well, you just do it relative to the market, of course.
Are you high on the two guys the Steelers drafted to beef up their defensive line, Harmon and Wyatt Black from Iowa?
Black's okay. I'm definitely Harmon, though. I think Harmon's fantastic as far as, you know, disruption, size, physicality. I think he's got some run game-wise. I think he can play with a little better pad level and, you know, not get moved as often. But he's a disruptor. He's an absolute disruptive presence in the middle. It's kind of like Keanu Benton for me, where I think he's a little better pass rusher than he is run defender. So I think when you add that up and you say, okay, they could have Harmon and Benton out there, they could have Hayward out there, they can mix and match those guys, and then all of the juice that they have off the edge. That's why I'm so high on the Steelers defense, is even if Harmon only plays 30 snaps a game, and he's just rushing the passer, he's bringing a different body type, some length, just a tough to block guy to that defense right now as he's developing his all-around game. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Derek Harmon. I think Black, you know, good size, good length, developmental type of player for me, but I think he's got a future as a backup.
Steve, closer to big deal or no big deal that Will Howard has a small fracture in his hand and is likely to miss the entire preseason for the Steelers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not as big a deal as you made it,
okay.
But still a big deal. That's a lot of reps. That's a lot of reps, and I think that's one of the issues there. Like, you'd love to get a look at Will Howard. You'd love to get those reps. You'd love to get that experience. because I believe they're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. You know, whether unless Will Howard went out there and, you know, looked like the future starter for, you know, with hands down, you know, based off of preseason action, you're probably drafting a quarterback next year. But, you know, having Will Howard, you know, have experience and everything, I think that is a big deal not having him out there.
I don't know if we got you on the record as far as like where you rated him or ranked him compared to the other quarterbacks that got drafted, but just like off the top of my head, you had Ward, you had Dart, Shuck, Milrow, Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders all go ahead of him. Would you have rated Howard ahead of any of those guys that went before him in the 2025 draft?
Yeah, I had Cam Ward clearly as the top guy. I thought Shedeur Sanders too. And then when I started to get into, I think I had Jackson Dart three. And then I, the way I explained it on our show was QBs 4 through 8 were all intriguing mid-round developmental players. I had Will Howard in that bucket. Intriguing for different reasons. I thought Dylan Gabriel was in that bucket. I thought Tyler Shuck was in that bucket. Jalen Milrow, because of his running ability and everything. Kyle McCord, his big arm from Syracuse. And then Howard, I liked. I just like what he did last year in adversity, and in a difficult, a high pressure situation. It wasn't that it was difficult from a personnel perspective, but
sure,
the fact that they lost to Michigan and then he bounced back. I thought he improved in the second half down the stretch. And look, he's got some accuracy issues to clean up, but he's got some running ability. He's got enough arm to, you know, get the ball down the field, and I just love, and I think his teammates loved him too. I think they loved how he handled everything, and so I think that part was intriguing, just like a few of those other guys. Intriguing things to bring in as a developmental backup.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Check out his podcast with Sam Monson, which is probably one of the best podcasts in the entire world. Thank you, Steve.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.